Okay, Dundalk assistant manager Vinnie Peart. Vinnie, always difficult to come back to do a job after a European game, but your team tonight showed no cobwebs at all.
No, I thought we were very good at times, and we were a bit sloppy at times as well. Felt, without being disrespectful, the balls was probably another gearing us if we needed. But we've seen balls, actually. I seen them 2 weeks ago, and Rory was there last week, and to be honest, I know this all the same, but they're actually playing very well of late. And there are a lot of good players and good side, difficult to play against, and they made it difficult for us. But probably we'll analyse that game and have a chat with a few lads. Probably could have done a few things a little bit better. But overall, look, 2-0 at home, I think it's 12 games unbeaten in the league. And it's a really good night for us.
It's a record, 11 league games in a row winning. It's a record, it's a club record. That's something to be very proud of.
Yeah, I actually said that to the lads inside, because I seen that during the week, and to say, they're probably a bit young, and they don't realise, because the history of this club, it's a great club, and to have a record like that, they should be very proud of it. For someone who's a bit older and understands probably the league a bit better, I would actually see that as a real honour for them players to be top of that list with the history of this club. So the last time we lost was a difficult night in Waterford when we lost Stephen. It was a real turning point for us that night, and I think we've kicked on from then. Yeah. And to be fair,
it's been a massive change.
Yeah, it's been. We've played, even that night, to be honest with you, we didn't play that badly until the start of Stephen O'Donnell injury, and we conceded two goals, and we were very good in the second half and should have had a penalty, and still rankles with me. But at the same time, look, I think we've kicked on from there, and we're ready to go again. Touch wood.
Tonight, I suppose, just to take a bit of analysis of the first half, they did have a couple of chances, and I thought Chris Shields was absolutely immense. There was three times he was involved in incidents clearing attackers away, and he cleared the ball off the line once.
Yeah, I think Chris and Sean Hoare, a very good blocker in the first half as well. We've always had that in this team. When we've needed big tackles, we've got Jamie McGrath done the last Thursday night three times. So it's something we sort of wouldn't say we work on, but when we do play a five-a-side, and that conceding a goal is heartbreaking. So that's where that sort of comes from, to be fair to the lads. So it's something they pride themselves in, and it was Shieldsy tonight, it was Sean Hoare at one stage, and it was Jamie on Thursday. That's something we play on, you know.
The substitutions as well worked well for you. It was good to give them game time as well. Patrick McElhenney is coming back, he looks very, very strong. I know he's going to take time for him to get full fitness. Georgie Kelly, he looks to be a very good prospect, and you had Chidukas on tonight as well. It's good for him to get game time too.
Yeah, it's brilliant for them lads, and it wasn't just about game time. It was about sort of that freshness. I think Carlos gave us over Robbie. I think Patrick came on for about 15 minutes spell. It was wonderful football,
and
I think we got the penalty in the middle of that. That wonderful spell, and he was amazing in that spell. And himself and the other two Derry lads kept the ball amongst themselves there for a while. It was like being back up in outside the Brandywell between the three of them. But and Georgie's coming along great. It's a different intensity that he's used to.
You've a team full of talent, because you've another young lad there, Ronan Murray, who's a super player as well. He's going to be a great prospect for you too.
Yeah, Ronan was very close to coming on. If we hadn't scored that goal just before half time, he probably would have came on very early. So, it's difficult for lads like Ronan. But to be honest with you, stuff people wouldn't see. Ronan's work rate is
fantastic,
and his attitude in his club, he's probably. He's one of the best guys in training, and he sets a tone, and he's a good lad, and we really admire him, and he's definitely a big part to play.
Is there any word or anything you can say about Christian Adjoran? Does it look as if he's on his way out, or do you have any idea what's going on?
The challenge now is that his club haven't given us any sort of feedback on him yet, and our window will close very soon. So
Tuesday,
so unless it's done over the next sort of 24 hours, 48 hours, they've asked him to come back to Italy, so it looks like between now and the end of the season he's not going to be a Dundalk player. It looks very difficult, and probably one of the best guys I've ever coached. And
he's a great lad.
Great person, and we really miss him, you know, already.
Just turning to Thursday night, it was great to get that league game in place tonight, you know, because you're back on top of the table. There isn't a gap opening up, and, you know, it was good to get that game out of the way. It was mission succeeded, mission well done. And now you can concentrate now on Europe. How are you looking forward to the game on Thursday night?
Yeah, I think it is all to play for. I think they will probably go up another level, so we've got to match them in that sense. You know, the advantage, they could outplay us for 70, 80 minutes and be 1-0 up, even I'm one goal away from going through. So, like everything with our club, we try and win these games. And Europe means a lot to us, and everybody connected with the sort of the team really wants to win that game, and we put everything on the line, and we leave nothing left in the tank, and we lamped ourselves out on Thursday. So touch wood, it's a positive night for us.
Yeah, because if you see what we saw here on Thursday night, you have nothing to fear.
No, they're a good side, and technically they're very good, and you keep the ball, and I think the bigger pitch out there might actually suit us over there. So it's a proper game, and I think I heard some of the comments from their manager, so he knows he's in for a proper night as well. So it's a tough one to call. They're obviously, you would say, they're favourites going into the tie, but at the same time, like, we fancy ourselves to score, and particularly away from home, we've had some great results, and we need one more on this week.
And Vinny, finally, I mean, you've had a great turnout tonight for 7 o'clock on a Sunday evening. To have a crowd of over 3,000 was great tonight.
Yeah, to be honest with you, Thursday, I thought the fans were standing. And again tonight, you know, the last 5 minutes, it's brilliant. But that's the way it should be. They should enjoy what this team has done. Remember, we've just broken an all-time club record, and we give them something on the pitch, and to be fair, they give us something in the stand. You know, if we all work together, we might just achieve something this year, and we're heading in that right direction.
And it obviously means a lot.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, look, winning the league is first and foremost, but like everything, we've really, really focused on this European run, and we just try and win every game, and that's sort of the manager's mentality, and it goes all the way down through the club. So it means a hell of a lot to have those fans singing like that, like in the middle of games, and the players always comment on it, how much it makes a big difference, you know.
Well, it's Vincent, Vinny, very good, best of luck next week. Thank you very much. Thanks, talk to you again. Thank you.